Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi, we've got the M2 race coming up, and at the top we have Magdalen hoping to row over. We have Keyes being chased by Fitz, and then Churchill being chased by Downing. Then we have Homerton trying to off Jesus. Then we have first and third, chased by Lady Margaret, Queen, and then Sydney Sussex M1. Sydney Sussex M1 will try and defend off Wolfson M2, and Christ M2 will try and fend off Darwin M1. Pembroke M2 trying to row over ahead of Corpus Christi and M1. And then Hughes Hall and St. Edmunds making up the bulk of the division, with St. Edmunds as a sandwich boat hoping to move up. How's it looking further up the river for the start?
Yeah, the crews are being pushed out very slowly. They must be absolutely terrified, as I was this time last year. Tim, what's happening where you are?
It's weather's cleared up a bit since the last race. It was threatening to rain, but at the moment, fingers crossed, we've got quite a lot of blue skies and a few wisps of white cloud. There's all the weather's looking a lot better than I thought it would be, but it's a good. Wind seems to have dropped off since the last race as well. There's a very strong headwind around Grassy, but now it seems to have dropped more fairly still. Approaching the gun, do you have any predictions as to what's going to happen this race?
This race should be an interesting one. There were a few close battles yesterday with Homerton M1 trying to chase down Downing M2 after their technical failure. So Downing will try and make that distance back and get the M1. Meanwhile, Jesus will try and take down Homerton M1, that is Jesus M2, and that should be an interesting battle. Further down the division, we have Darwin M1 on its way up and Christ M2 so far sliding down, Darwin trying to continue that trend. And then at the very bottom of the division, we have St. Edmunds and Hughes Hall, often with some very skilled rowers, but in a low division. So look out for some good fast rowing from them. Back over to Alice for the starts.
Yeah, the boats are edging out into the middle of the river now. I can see Magdalen in the front, of course. As Nick said, we're not sure what's going to happen there, but it will definitely be a very interesting race. Nick, any more predictions from you?
Keyes M2, interesting to see how they compare against Fitz M1. They got bumped on Ditton yesterday by Morton, and that could continue the relatively bad trend that Keyes have had so far this week. At the end of the division, we might have another set of row over with Maggie M2, Queens M2, and Sydney Sussex M1, all of them row over the first day.
And the race has begun. They're putting up a very good fight, but Keyes are gaining on them. We're looking at a boat's length between them, but Magdalen are putting up a good fight, so who knows, they could well row over. Keyes, we're looking at a boat length, maybe reducing to three quarters now. Keyes are looking, they're looking sharp, they're on form. Magdalen still managing to get away though, this could be very close indeed. Keyes looking like they're gaining on them even more. We're looking at three quarters of the boat. Then chasing Keyes, we've got Fitz. The gap's slightly wider here. We're still looking. They're on station, a boat and a half length away. The gap between Churchill M1 and Fitz is perhaps even wider, just over. We're looking at maybe two boat lengths now, but the gap is closing. Following that, Downing is throwing still within station. A wider gap now between Homerton and Downing. We're looking at maybe two boat lengths now. Homerton slightly slower than Downing, but still putting up a good fight. They're looking pretty sharp, I have to say. And the gap is closing. Followed there by Jesus M2. Still on the actually, we're looking at maybe a boat length now. The gap is closing. And there is... Oh, I see it. There's a bump in front of Lady Margaret. Have bumped. Tim, what's happening where you are?
So, through Grassy, I've just... Magdalen 1 are rowing through strongly, chased by Keyes. They're really going for it here. Keyes taking the tighter line. very close to the houseboats, oars inches away. Behind them, Fitz are rowing strongly. They're looking good. They've opened up quite a space between Churchill. Churchill being chased down by Downing here. This could be interesting. There's a boat a length in that. Churchill may get away, though. Behind that, Homerton and Jesus is also looking fairly close. Jesus are definitely closing on Homerton. Looks like it's about half a length to me. That could, this could, or even less now. This could definitely be a bump further down the course. Behind them, I can see Queens coming through, so that's with the space left by LMBC bumping up on first and third. And behind that, it's all looking very close. I can't see exactly what's going on at the moment. Any news further down, Nick?
I'm from Ditton here. I can see Maudlin approaching. Correction to what was said earlier, it was Emma who bumped Keys previously. So Keys have a good shot on Maudlin. That's about a boat's length. Fifth or further back than from them. Dallas.
Well, it's very exciting up here. Corpus are a matter of feet away from Pembroke. It looks like we're going to see a bump anytime soon. Tim, you'll probably see that where you are. They're followed quite closely by the next two crews, and we have seen another bump here. We've got it's Darwin have bumped Christ, I think. Exciting up here. Tim, what's going on where you are?
Right, so I've seen, I can just see Wolfson have just bumped up on Sydney, a very late concession by Sydney there. That's happened right in front of me. Beyond that, they're really a very close, so it looks like Queens have got away there. They were very close to being bumped. Behind them, we've got Christ keep some distance. Nick?
I'm seeing here Jesus M2 right up on Homerton. They are on the outside of Ditton Corner, though, so this will be a difficult position to make the bump from. But they have substantial overlap as they're going through the corner. This should be an interesting one. For the division, Keys were quite heavily up on Maudlin. Oh, and Jesus have run wide at Ditton. They have a lot of ground to make up again. That is some great coxing from Homerton around that corner. I'll throw it down to the ridge. Tim, come on.
Hello, Jack here down at Long Reach, and we have seen Keys bump Maudlin. That's Keys M2 have bumped Maudlin M1. That is just after Ditton Corner. And now we're looking at the race down Long Reach between Fitz, Churchill, Downing. I can just see in the distance as well. Unfortunately, I can't gauge distances at the moment, but I would suspect at this stage that all three of those boats may row over, and I can also see Homerton behind that. Nick, could you just give me a bit of an update on how close those boats were?
Well, at the beginning of Ditton, Jesus had overlap on Homerton, but Homerton took a far better line around the corner, so they probably made up a large amount of distance there. What I can see coming up is Darwin M1 chasing Christ M2. Darwin M1 less than a boat length behind and on a better line, so this could result in a bump on the reach. Throw it back down to Jack.
Thank you. So I currently have six rowing past me now. There's about a two boat length between them and Churchill. Between Churchill and Downing M2, you have another couple of boat lengths. I suspect, as I say, that all three of these boats are going to row over. But Jesus are very close on Homerton now. Jesus look like they're going for the bump. From what I can see here, there cannot be more than a couple of feet in it. They're going to be bumping anytime soon. We'll just stay with this one. Fitz M1, Churchill M1, and Downing M2, we're going to roll over. And we have a concession here. Jesus have bumped up on Homerton. Nick, how's it looking around Ditton?
All crews have come through on Ditton, so I assume that means that they were bumped at the bottom of the division. Between M1 and M2, the Corpus Christi catching Pembroke, and St. Edmunds catching Hughes Hall.
In the guts just before getting into Grassy. The last racing boat that came past me on Grassy Corner was Darwin M1.
I can confirm that St. Edmunds has bumped Hughes Hall, and in front of me I have LMBC putting the greenery in their hair, looking very happy, so I'll probably start rowing down the river anytime soon. Tim, any news where you are?
No, I've Well, everything went past me a while ago, but yes, I've seen those two bumps at the bottom of the division, and of course the exciting one between Wolfson M1 and Sydney M1, which happened right in front of my eyes. Beyond that, though, Christchurch and Darwin past me looked very strong. Any news further down on the reach, Jack?
I'm past you now. I've had to pass you. That was the final boat. I believe all the boats have stopped now, so that would mean that we have had this all the way down the field from Queens in 10th all the way down to the sandwich boat St Edmunds. Just wondering, guys, between Pembroke M2 and Corpus Christi M1, did we have a bump there?
Yes, that was a bump.
Almost certainly.
Yeah, that happened in the gap.
Okay, we'll go for a results rundown then for M2. Keys M2 bumped up on Magdalen M1, Fitz, Churchill, both M1 and Downing M2 all rode over. Jesus M2 bumped up on Homerton M1, Lady Margaret M2 bumped up on 1st and 3rd M2, Queens M2 rode over, Wolfson M1 bumped up on Sydney Sussex M1, Darwin M1 bumped up on Christ M2, Corpus Christi M1 bumped up on Pembroke M2 and St Edmunds M1 bumped up on Hughes Hall M1. Just to say, those all are provisional results. All of those are provisional results at the moment. I will go and get them confirmed for you now.
Lent bumps. Cam
FM. And not to brag, but the provisional results were right again, but I will run through them again for you. So Keys M2 bumped up on Magdalen M1. Fitzwilliam M1, Churchill M1 and Downing M2 all rode over. Jesus M2 bumped up on Homerton M1. Lady Margaret M2 bumped up on 1st and 3rd M2. That's the second in a row that 1st and 3rd M2 have been bumped down now. Queen M2 rode over. Wolfson M1 bumped up on Sydney Sussex M1. That's the second time that Wolfson have bumped up as well. Darwin M1 bumped up on Christ M2. Corpus M1 bumped up on Pembroke M2. And St Edmunds M1 bumped up on Hughes Hall M1.